Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, let's get to it. R&L Carrier Sports Talk presented by Kelsey Chevrolet. I'm Lance McAllister. We have ground to cover. We start with the Bengals. The city shaking at the foundation last night with the blockbuster news that the Bengals had gone big and landed offensive lineman, offensive tackle Orlando Brown on a massive mega deal, reportedly 4 years, some $64 million, $31 million guaranteed. Let's get perspective on that. Welcome in the man on the beat for the Bengals every day for Local 12 and Local12.com. That would be Richard Skinner. And Skinny, does that qualify as an out-of-left-field signing?
Yeah, out of the ballpark completely signing and maybe out of sight of maybe a city signing. And you whatever metaphor you want to use to go, whoa, that's what will qualify.
$31 million guaranteed, 4 years, 64. Give me some perspective, context on the structure and the guaranteed money. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I think this was their target all along, number one. I know there's a lot of hand-wringing after Von Bell walked. And we knew Jesse Bates was going to walk, and then Hayden Hurst walked, and people were wringing their hands over, oh, my gosh, they're not doing anything. And then you're assuming, oh, well, it's savings for Joe Burrow. But this seemed to be a target all along. I go back to a conversation at the Combine with Frank Pollock, and I specifically asked him when the whole conversation about, you know, is Jonah Williams your left tackle? I said, are you wedded to that? And he laughed. He literally laughed at me. He says, man, I ain't wedded to anything in this level anymore. So I think they really knew they needed to upgrade that specific spot. I think a lot of it has to do not just because of Jonah Williams, but it was more, you know, Jonah's got one more year, which is this year. They picked up a fifth-year option. Lyle Collins was not going to be ready, and, you know, they may have turned the page on that completely with the signing of Cody Ford again today. So, I think it was literal. They decided, hey, we need this position locked down, period, end of story. We're going to lock it down with a Pro Bowl-level guy, and that's that. And I think they've learned their lesson, Lance. You know, you go back to that Cedric Ogbuehi-Jake Fisher draft of 2015.
Yep.
They thought they had their tackles for the next 20 years, probably, because they had Andre Smith at right tackle then, they had Andrew Whitworth at left tackle, and they said, you know what, we're drafting for the future. And I think they realized the lesson learned, and I think a lot of teams are trying to learn this lesson is, if these guys haven't played in the NFL, we just don't know. Doesn't mean you can't spend a draft pick on a guy, Cordell Volson, fourth-round guy, but it means you're not spending big-time early draft capital on guys. And I think that was the lesson learned in that draft of, you know what, if a guy doesn't have NFL tape, we can do mid-round, we ain't doing early rounds. And I think that's proved this weekend, this week.
So Orlando Brown wants to be the left tackle. He will be the left tackle. What happens at right tackle?
I'm guessing it's got to be Jonah. I mean, you're paying him guaranteed 12.9. I get my numbers confused at times, but it's 12 point something of his fifth-year option. So he's not going to be a swing tackle at that number. He's going to be a tackle somewhere, and it's probably going to be the right tackle spot. Now, they did sign Cody Ford, so that mixes things up a little bit. But, yeah, I know what Brian Callahan said at the Combine when he was asked about the potential of Jonah moving from left to right of, that's probably a big ask. He's been a left tackle his whole career. We're moving to right tackle. I don't think that was said, you know, flippantly. I think that's probably true. But, if you're in this league long enough, and Orlando Brown's a guy. Orlando played right tackle in Baltimore, then played left tackle in Kansas City. Now he wants to play left tackle now. It's part of the reason for this. And he's going to be the left tackle here. But, you know, I think if you're a tackle, you're a tackle. And I do think that Jonah will show that versatility, or at least try to. If he doesn't, well, then you got to go another route. But I can't imagine they're not, because they're paying guaranteed money to Jonah on that fifth-year option.
So am I getting ahead of myself by thinking if Jonah and or Jackson Carman can handle right tackle, then you move on from Lyle Collins? If those two combined can't handle right tackle, I would think you're in a little bit of trouble. I mean, are they
yes.
just move on from Lyle, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine you don't. It's surprising you can argue why they've done that today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the savings are real. But, no, that's a fair point because, you know, the thing is we don't know when Lyle will be ready at all to compete. It might be late September. It might be early October. It might be November. It might be December. I mean, we're talking about a guy who blew out his ACL and his MCL in late December. December 24th was the date at New England. So, you know, that's a guy who's a long way off from returning. But you're right. You know, some of it, too, is, Lance, with him especially, because you can argue, and people can look at the numbers, you can go over the cap or spot rack or whatever of what the true savings would be. But he is off of an injury, so there's an injury settlement that will probably have to come with that, which means you have to negotiate some dollars in there. It won't be the clear cut, okay, he's gone, it's going to save you $7 million. No, that's not the case because, again, you're cutting him hurt and you're going to have to settle injury-wise, and that may be a sticking point at some point, too.
You mentioned they had Cody Ford today, guard, tackle, veteran, a depth piece for that offensive line. Go bigger picture. What work do they still have to do in free agency in your mind?
Yeah, it'll be a second-wave tight end, maybe a one-year deal guy like Hayden Hurst. And, you know, I know there's some hand-wringing over Hayden, and I loved Hayden. I mean, he was just a dude. He played physical. He played tough. He played hard. He was a guy that would run over people. He had 40 yards receiving, Lance. I swear 327 of those yards were after the catch because he would run over people. But I do mention that in the context of he had 400 receiving yards. In this offense, if you can't replace 400 receiving yards, we got some real big props.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. Veteran safety, obviously, with the loss of both Jesse Bates and Von Bell, and that'll be a I always use second wave as the term. I had a couple of friends go, what does that mean? It's usually, you know, after this week settles down, everybody takes a deep breath and goes, okay, where are we at money-wise? Where are we at player-wise? Where are we at, you know, all those things. And that doesn't mean a bad player. Von Bell was a second wave free agent signing, for goodness sakes. And Von Bell was kind of a, oh, you know, the Saints don't really believe in him. Let's just give him another try. And it worked out great for both parties. I mean, Von got paid. And, you know, the Bengals got a great safety for 3 years, and, you know, it was time to move on from him, which, again, I think is great from a perspective of are you going to be loyal or are you going to make the right decisions for your football team? And I think they made a right decision there. So there's a lot of things that go into that. And then I think I'm going to say running back is a third part of that. There's, you know, running backs anymore are, and you can look, and I wish I could remember the graphic. I told somebody today, Lance, I wish I could remember the graphic of the running backs in the last 10 or 12 years that have won Super Bowls, and yeah. You go, wow, that's all that guy was making was that? I think that's the proven formula. And last year, this team, without Joe Burrow scrambles, literally averaged 20 rushes per game. And Joe Burrow is your guy, and Joe Burrow's going to sling it around. And if you can't find a way to make up for 20 rush attempts per game in a committee format, you're not doing it right anymore. And that's where I think I feel for running backs. I saw Kyle Brent on NFL Network last week and said, I wish this wasn't true, but mamas, if you really want your kids to make money, go let them be a quarterback. Do not let them be a running back today. And he's right. I mean, he's completely right. Running backs just don't get paid the way, and they're not going to get paid the way they want moving forward.
He's Richard Skinner. Read him at local12.com. Listen to the Skinny podcast. It's a must listen, and you can follow on Twitter at local12skinny. Thank you. Go enjoy the basketball.
You bet. Thanks, Lance, as always. Take care.
There you go. Richard Skinner checking in, Local 12. Up next, Greg Christopher, Xavier's Director of Athletics. Jim Kelch, Voice of the Norse, later on. We've got lots to get to as we continue with R&L Carrier Sports Talk, presented by Kelsey Chevrolet, 700 WLW.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official healthcare provider for the UC Bearcats. You're going to be on the brakes if you're headed along 71 northbound between Smith Edwards and Stewart, about 5 minutes or so, nearly 10 minutes of delay time on 75 south between Shepherd Lane and Ronald Reagan. It's also going to be a tie up if you're headed over to Norwood Lateral westbound, ramp to 75. Disabled vehicle on the exit ramp, and still that problem in Claremont, 125 both east and west of Bob Buxton Road. Traffic signals flashing red, traffic backing up in all directions. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
Tonight, rain and windy, too, a low of 46. Then on Friday, scattered rain before partly cloudy skies. Wind gusts, 30 to 35 miles an hour. Temperatures falling through the day to the low 40s in the afternoon. At night, fair skies and a temperature down to 27. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
Who'll come?
Hello.
Who'll go?
Goodbye.
watch the NFL's free agent frenzy. How will it affect the Bengals? Which players will be saying so long to the orange and black?
See you later.
Which will be joining the Houdet Nation?
Howdy.
Listen for the latest news, reaction, and analysis. On 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
This report is sponsored by Wendy's. Two for $6. The best deal in fast food. When you want the best deal.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.